This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Rocket attacks hit critical infrastructure and residential buildings in 10 regions of Ukraine Thursday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia unleashed the massive attack. Officials reported at least 6 deaths Thursday in the largest such nighttime attack in 3 weeks. The Russian-held Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine has lost all external power supply as a result of the missile attacks and is running on diesel generators, the UN Atomic Watchdog confirmed. The International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi says it's the 6th time this has happened and soon their luck will run out.
How can we sit here in this room this morning and allow this to happen? This cannot go on. I am astonished by the complacency. Yes, the complacency. What are we doing to prevent this from happening?
Thursday's attacks were the largest by Russian forces since February 16th. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with U.S. Secretary of State Lloyd Austin Thursday to discuss Iran's nuclear weapons threat and other key regional issues.
We have a common agenda to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons and preventing Iran's aggression, maintaining the security and prosperity of this region, and seeking to expand the circle of peace.
Netanyahu had to be airlifted to the country's main international airport after throngs of cars and protesters prevented him from driving there. The demonstrators are part of nationwide protest underway for more than 2 months against Netanyahu and his government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. Austin's schedule was rearranged to keep his engagements close to the airport. This is VOA News. The United Nations says that since the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, the country has become the most repressive in the world for women and girls. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The UN mission to Kabul said in a statement released Wednesday that Afghanistan's new rulers have shown an almost singular focus on imposing rules that leave most women and girls effectively trapped in their homes. A special representative of the UN Secretary General and head of the mission to Afghanistan says, speaking of the harsh Taliban measures against women, that it's been distressing to witness their methodical, deliberate, and systematic efforts to push Afghan women and girls out of the public sphere. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. State Department gave out its International Women of Courage Awards Wednesday. In addition to 11 individuals honored at the White House ceremony, the State Department announced a new group award named after former Secretary of State, the late Madeleine Albright. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden said the award highlights the struggles and victories facing women around the world.
Girls everywhere need to know that there are women fighting for them and winning, opening doors, transforming schools and communities and governments, building a better world for all of us.
Biden also said the world needs more men who are, quote, willing to listen and act, end quote, in the global fight for gender equality. Hong Kong's top Catholic official will visit Beijing in April, the first such visit in nearly 40 years. The city has been a strong Catholic beachhead on the edge of mainland China, ruled by officially atheist Communist Party. VOA's Richard Green has details.
The Hong Kong Catholic Diocese says Bishop Stephen Chow's trip will be the first time a Hong Kong bishop has officially visited Beijing since 1985, when Hong Kong was still a British colony. The Vatican and China entered into a secret but temporary agreement in 2018, which says both sides recognize the Pope as the supreme leader of the Catholic Church. But some local priests and missionaries fear that Beijing has been trying to tighten its control over Hong Kong Catholics. Pope Francis named Chow as Bishop of Hong Kong in 2021, a long-delayed appointment amid growing Western concern over human rights and freedoms in the city. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
The Israeli actor known for portraying Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof has died in Tel Aviv.
That I can tell you in one word, tradition.
Chaim Topol's death was confirmed Thursday by Israeli President Isaac Herzog. He was 87 years old. He won a Golden Globe in 1972 for his performance in the film, which also earned him an Academy Award nomination for